ABC News.
China slapping a ban on imports of Australian coal at a major port. The news comes as major ports everywhere in China prolong clearing times for Australian coal to at least 40 days. So what can we read into the decision? China watcher Nick Bisley is a professor of international relations at La Trobe University, and he joins us now. Thank you very much for your time.
Oh, pleasure to be with you.
China-Australian relations haven't been that great in the last few months. Do you think this import ban is a political decision on behalf of Beijing?
Oh, I mean, it goes without saying everything in China is political to some degree. I think we have to wait and see, but my sense, I think, is that this is unlikely to be a decision directed straight from Zhongnanhai, the leadership compound in Beijing, and is more likely to be a decision taken at a local level, sort of the provincial level in Dalian, where, you know, they've been getting the signals that Australia's on the nose and have probably taken this decision somewhat on their own as a way of signalling to Beijing their good intentions to try to basically improve themselves in the internal party machine within the CCP. The signalling internally in China is very clear about Australia, that Australia is a bit on the outer, and that the sorts of things that Australia's been doing towards China, from cutting off the permanent residency status of Huang Xiaomo, to a lot of noise about the Huawei and the 5G, and some of the Australian intelligence agencies are viewed from Beijing as being instrumental in the sort of global push against Huawei. So I think this is part of a larger context of a souring of the relationship, but I think it's not. You probably wouldn't want to read too much into it being a big strategic play by the Chinese, because, you know, to be really blunt, we're not that important in terms of their larger strategic ambitions.
So what would be the best response for Australia to something like this?
Well, I imagine what is happening is probably the best response, which is to say DFAT and other officials quietly behind the scenes, talking to their counterparts and trying to figure out exactly what's going on and trying to find out exactly how these issues can be resolved and how they can be placated. Because if they are only at the regional level, if I'm right in the sense that this is a degree of kind of people at the provincial level, taking their own initiative, then I think you can take some steps, or the government will be able to placate that to some degree. If, however, I'm wrong, if it is part of a bigger sort of anti-Australian push, then things will become much more complex. I mean, we saw there was a bit of a precursor to this last year, where wine that had been a real beneficiary of the Australia-China Free Trade Agreement all of a sudden got held up at the ports and was subject to a whole range of regulatory measures that were all fairly vaguely worded, which was interpreted as, you know, just a gentle, you know, don't forget we can do things to you from Beijing, and then was resolved ultimately once the sort of, I think the message from Canberra was understood, and it was clear that it was understood, then there was an ability to walk it back. But I think that the reality is, you know, when we sell a lot of things to China, the purchaser of those things has a good degree of influence over us, and there are some sectors like coal where China is a hugely important part of the equation, and we need to figure out how to get along with them.
All right, good to get your observations, Nick Bisley. Thank you very much for that.
Pleasure.
Nick Bisley there, a China watcher and Professor of International Relations at La Trobe University.
ABC News.